Mr. Dillon, I have never been a fan. But I like the way you structure your songs, I like the way they scan. I am just a silver-haired comedy troubadour. I wouldn't know a Guthrie song if it smacked me in the jaw. What's the point of eulogizing someone you don't like? It's kind of disingenuous, but I like the way you write. Dear Mr. Dillon, you will never be the same if you refrain from the refrain. Dear Mr. Dillon, now you're 70 years old. It seems churlish of me to say your songs just leave me cold. So keep on doing what you're doing, I know it's from the heart. God knows why you would listen to this boring old fart. I don't know if this is irony, pastiche or parody. None of these labels apply to you nor to me. Dear Mr. Dillon, here it comes again. Don't refrain from the refrain. You were born in Hibbing, which sounds like a hobby and a verb. For actively supporting Hibs, I know that sounds absurd. From the mean streets of Lumphinnens to Hibbing and Duluth, no one knows what constitutes authority and truth. I'm not slagging off your legacy or slagging off your fans. I'm aware I play guitar with clumpy-fingered farmer's hands. Dear Mr. Dillon, this is driving me insane. Don't refrain from these.